Aye, aye, flick a day. Now it's me, Alan Smith, with a wee publicly series of today's Prison Journal on Friday, April the 5th. So, last Durrock Express for this week. And front page of paper today is a cancer treatment wait despair for North East. So, in distraught, North East cancer patients are entering private as NHS Grampian misses treatment time targets for almost half of sufferers. Public Health Scotland figures reveal that the Health Board has the second worst record in Scotland. Crikey, that's not great. Between October and December last year, just 54% of patients in the region received their first treatment by the 62-day target. And one Aberdeen wifey, if I wouldn't still remain anonymous, said her 45-year-old husband was told he would be waiting around 4 weeks after a skin cancer diagnosis, but they were later advised they had been misinformed and that urgent cases faced a 20-week wait. God almighty. They opted to seek private treatment over fears his cancer would spread. It was later discovered that he had nodules in his liver and lungs. NHS Grampian told Public Health Scotland that the staff vacancies in multiple areas was harming its performance. So, crikey, that's nae good news of that. Nae really fit you're wanting to hear. If you've just been diagnosed with that, you're wanting to get seen as quick as possible, I'm sure. And, hopefully they'll be prioritising getting this job filled, if that's what the problem is. But, I think it's great when they were in Scotland, but for Grampian to be second worst in the whole place, that's nae good of that. Now here's the skirl of the pipes is to welcome cruise ship passengers. So tourists visiting Aberdeen on cruise ships will receive a Scottish welcome as pipers will be in hand to serenade them. Alba Bagpipes will be providing a solo piper for each vessel that arrives to the harbour into the harbour over the season. Two of the biggest ships coming into port will also be greeted by the Robert Gordon College Pipe Band in Highland Dancers. Ricky Evans was the owner of Alba Bagpipes and the Guinness World Record holder for the longest bagpipe marathon. Oh. Neighbours must have right say our logs. Said the pipers were honoured. They said they're all excited to be involved in this venture and just can't wait to get their pipes out and begin performing for these cruises. Port of Aberdeen has 58 cruise calls scheduled for 2024, expecting a mix of British, European and American guests. So, well, you certainly think the foreign folk would lap all this kind of hang up, and maybe if it were needed now would be a wee welcome pack of oat cakes and shortbread or something, something Scottish like that, I would suggest to the powers that be in a cruise ship place. So, food for thought there, food for thought. Now, here's a city fan park promises epic Euros experience. So, this is the Euro 2024 is coming to Aberdeen. It's been announced that the Granite City will be getting its own fan park. Fan park brand 4, number 4, The Fans, has revealed that it has handpicked OGV taproom on Bridge Street in the city centre and claims it will be much more engaging than watching in a pub or traditional fan zone. More than 500 fans will come together to enjoy Scotland's second major tournament appearance this century in front of anti-glare screens and surround systems that have been described as world class. There will also be an exclusive bar, food traders, DJs, competitions and giveaways at each match, with each screening also welcoming a football legend to provide exclusive match analysis and plenty of banter. And when Stevie Clark's men score, assuming they do score, of course, celebratory special effects such as pyrotechnics and CO2 cannons will ging off to add to the atmosphere, which the hosts have said is second only to being at the match itself. Well, they would say that. Scotland legend Colin Hendry will be in attendance for the country's second group stage match against Switzerland on June 19th. As well as the Keith native, former Scotland striker Alan McAnally, who's a pundit on Sky Sports Soccer Saturday, will be in place for the final group stage match against Hungary on June 25th. A legend for the opener against Germany has yet to be announced, with tickets for each game starting at £8 per person, with one free drink included. Drink is probably £7. Well, there is a 10% discount per individual as part of a booking of six. Premium seated options, for all our lads like myself, are also available, starting at £15 per person, which includes a meet and greet with the Fitband legend. For the fans spokesman said this will bring Scottish fans together at the heart of the Euros action this summer to enjoy the unmissable big game atmosphere and spectacular fan celebrations as the Tartan Army marches on. So, well, if that's your cup of tea, then, you know, I suppose £8 a ticket, you get one free drink. If you could muck out less hell night, you'd probably be okay, but they do to be 4 or 5. You'll be quids out, but if you just hit one, you'll be quids in. But, and for Lord's sake, if Scotland div score a puckle goal, so the div win a game or two, you'll be no chance of sticking to one drink. So, well done, as folk, and come on, Scotland. Now, step inside Grampian Transport Museum to see Cilla Black's Mini. So, this is a Grampian Transport Museum has welcomed a selection of classic and rare exhibits to its Alford base, including Cilla Black's unique wood and picket mini. Assistant curator Nick Webb has been busily preparing this year's exhibition, now on show for Easter holidays. One vehicle on display is singer and TV presenter Cilla's mini, which was purchased by the late National Treasure's husband Bobby Willis. It was loaned by a local collector alongside a cardboard cutout of the star, famous for catchy hits such as Step Inside Love and You're My World, as well as for the theme tunes for hit movie Alfie and her own TV show Surprise Surprise. Other exhibits displayed at the venue include an original Ken Costello-built MGB V8 and the world's smallest PSV, a public service vehicle, like a bus, which is a Ford Fiesta Post bus. Crikey. This is featured in a special display with another post bus, a Land Rover Series 3, which covered the Clat to Huntly Round in 1984-87 before becoming the workshop runabout for the PO in Aberdeen. So, any rest for that Jeep at the Land Rover. Additionally, a Land Rover Defender for the Blair Gowrie to Glen Shee Round, used to tuck local kids to Iceland, has also joined the exhibition. Museum manager Ross McCurdy said the museum aimed to adjust its displays every winter and praised his staff's efforts for the year. He said, "We have a new motorcycle exhibition layout which will develop further over the coming years with many superb new exhibits in the wings." The museum, which is dog friendly, is open for 10 to 5, 7 days a week until October. So I may have mentioned this before, but you know, Ross used to work with me, one of my manager colleagues now. So I hope if he has listened to this, Ross, you still have this stump up at free tickets. So as soon as I arrive, I'll be over to see all your fine displays. It looks very good indeed, so well worth a visit, I would say. Even better if it's free tickets. Now here's tours of Balmoral Castle, all sold out in 24 hours. So tours of Balmoral Castle, which will give visitors the chance to see bits of the royal family's private house for the first time, have sold out. Guided tours will take place at the castle's interior from July the 1st to August the 4th, but tickets sold out within a day of going on sale. Crikey. Flipping pop group. The tours will take place before the King and Queen arrive for their summer break at the Aberdeenshire Castle, with 40 tickets a day made available. Visitors have previously only been able to visit the ballroom and the grounds of the castle, which was completed in 1855 and bought by Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. The sellout tour of the castle's interior was priced at £100 or £150 for the tour plus afternoon tea. It must be some tea for £50. Tours are restricted to 10 folk and visitors are promised a historical journey through several of the beautiful rooms within Balmoral Castle and the chance to travel through time from the Victorian era to the present day. Balmoral is described as the much-loved and celebrated Highland home of the royal family. In September 22, the Queen was photographed in the drawing room to receive then-Conservative leader Liz Truss to invite her to become Prime Minister and form a new government. She died 2 days later on September the 8th. So
Well, imagine, folk snapping up at tickets as quick as that now to see Ken Farry Queen conked out. But £100 a go, I think twice about that, I think. And certainly, £150 to just get a cup of tea in a fine piece. Cheaper. Charlie and Camilla will be lapping that up now. They'll be spending other extra money doing it to Ballater shops. But anyway, now that they've sold out, I'm sure next year there'll be a few more days available and add to their coffers. But nae for me, thanks very much. Now, just finish up with sport as normal. On the back page of the Preston Journal today is leaving Urges Trust in manager Hunt. So I'm glad somebody is trusting it. Interim boss Peter Leaven has urged Aberdeen players to trust the Pittodrie board's process in appointing a new manager. Aberdeen's hierarchy have yet to appoint their permanent boss more than 2 months after sacking Barry Robson on January the 31st. The Dons board continue to explore a number of possibilities and they're in the final stages of the process. Well, which they've been in the final stages for a few weeks, so surely they're in the final stages now. But, you know, if I get a phone call from Dave Cormack in the next week or so, you can, things have not gone the way he's went in. Anyway, here's hoping to get the right lad, but in the meantime, you know, if Peter Leaven can lead him till a decent finish in the season, then that's all we can ask for. So come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for the day now. So we publish stories with today's Press and Journal on Friday, April 5th, 2024. Another pretty mochy day. Lots of rain, very dark and overcast. And this weekend is not looking fantastic. More rain and very windy waiting us. So gloom and doom are in about this. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. No, hope that's cheered. I'll be up a wee bit, eh? And if you liked it, please mind and tell a pal about it. That'd be this dandy. Follow us on Spotify is the best way to go. You'll never miss an episode. And there's, you know, months and months, maybe years of all episodes to listen to, if that's your kind of thing. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.